The man-made group of chemicals called PFAS got more attention in Wisconsin once it was found contaminating water supplies like Rhinelander's. The contaminant, linked to health risks, is present across the country. But the actions taken by different governments are a hodgepodge, said environmental lawyer Ned Witte of Godfrey & Kahn.
There's a lot of inefficiency right now in the states. You know, states are basically undertaking their own toxicological analyses, coming up with numbers that they believe are appropriate for concentrations of PFAS compounds in groundwater. But there's a lot of duplication of effort between states.
Witte said states are frustrated with the federal government. Last year, it said it wanted to designate PFAS as a hazardous substance, which would mean it would be eligible for Superfund cleanup money. But the EPA has yet to take formal action.
So many municipalities in Wisconsin and across the country depend upon federal money in the form of grants coming through to be able to underwrite the cost of remediation of brownfields and properties that are contaminated that need to be put back into productive use.
The EPA has also yet to establish enforceable maximum contamination levels for PFAS in water. In Madison, Ben Meyer, WXPR News.